Okay, so we're picking up. We're back in Gittin now. On Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Okay. So now let's go back to V'hi B'soch Beza. All right, let's take the Gemara. Go ahead, Amar Ula. Who wants to take it? Okay. All right, so Amar Ula, go ahead. V'hu she'omedes b'tzad beisa u'b'tzad chatzera. Yep. So what does that mean? So now we're asking what? The Mishnah says, Hazore get le'ishto v'hi b'soch beisa u'b'soch chatzera. Yeah. So what is Ula saying? Go ahead. Yeah, so what does this mean? V'hu she'omedes b'tzad beisa u'b'tzad chatzera. Let's go a little, let's take it slow. So that's Ula. Go ahead. What does Rav Oshia say? Okay, so Rav Oshia says, even if she's in Tiveria and the chatzer is in Tzipuri, or if she's in Tzipuri and the chatzer is in Tiveria, she's divorced. In other words, she does not have to be near the... She does not have to be b'tzad chatzer. Or b'tzad beisa. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. So the Gemara has a problem on Rav Oshia. So it's funny, right? Gil, the Gemara says, what do you mean she's in Tiveria and the chatzer is in Tzipuri? It says, b'soch. But why doesn't it ask about the guy who says that Ula? He says b'tzad. Right. Why doesn't he ask about Ula? He says b'tzad.
Yeah. Exactly is b'tzad b'esa?
Yeah.
And what exactly is b'tzad b'esa? It's a good question. What exactly is that? What exactly is that?
Does it mean in?
To this question. Okay, but what's the svara of? We'll see. The Gemara is going to explain. To argue about tzad, what tzad and toch means, we really have to understand the whole svara of Ula, and as opposed to Rav Oshia. So let's see. So the Gemara goes through what they each hold. So the Gemara first asks on Rav Oshia, how can you say? I mean, what kind of a thing is it? The Mishnah says v'hi b'soch beisa. Oh, b'soch chatzera, and he says she can be in Tiveria, and the chatzer in Tzipuri. Go ahead. So what does the Mishnah mean? I mean, it's an amazing thing. How they read a Mishnah. He says, what does it mean? V'hi b'soch beisa, or v'hi b'soch chatzera. It means, v'hi k'misha b'soch beisa, v'hi k'misha b'soch chatzera. It's as if she's in her house. It's as if she's in her yard. How? What does that mean? It's like a hologram of her walking around? What does that mean? Go ahead. So now he modifies. He says, I didn't mean in an unqualified way that she doesn't have to be near her field, that she can be anywhere. That's only if what? Well, maybe we should say it the other way. That what did I mean that it doesn't matter where she is? How do I achieve the kamisha besoch besa? You have to have kamisha besoch besa. That is accomplished by chotzer mishtameres ladaita. That's really what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means that how is she divorced through her yard? That's when it's as if she is in her yard. How is it? When is it as if she is in her yard? I'm trying to be literal here. When is it as if she's in her yard? When the yard is guarded according to her das. Then he miscarashes.
What is that?
What is that, Rashi? Kimo shebesoch besa. What does it mean, kimo shebesoch besa? Right. So Rashi says it means ki'ilu hi besoch besa. That's the way, that's the translation of kimi shebesoch besa. It's as if she's in her house. And what is that? What makes a place that you're not in like you're there? We need, whenever there's that slash, it's missing a couple of letters. We need the chatzir to be guarded according to her das. Das is a little tricky, is a word that's a little tricky, right? Sometimes das just means awareness, but sometimes it means will. Right here it means more will. Ladaita means according to her will, according to what she wants. So Rashi spells it out. Klomer, al piha, by her mouth. V'al tzivuya, by her command. Okay. So it's mishtameres ledaita. What does it mean it's mishtameres ledaita? It means it's controlled by her command. So she hired somebody. Let's say she hired somebody.
Security guard.
You are my security guard. Here are the instructions. I want you to keep track of everything that comes in and out of this place and control it. Here are your instructions. Yeah. Go ahead. What is Rashi doing with the rest of the Rashi? What does it mean, lafuki? Lafuki what? Yeah. So Rashi says, what is this excluding? Well, why does it have to be excluding things? What do you mean, what is it excluding? It's excluding a chatzah. That's not Mishnah Meres L'Daita. What do you mean, what is it excluding?
Does it mean that Mishnah?
So let's see what it's excluding. It's excluding what comes up later. The Gemara says later, if a man puts the get into the woman's eved's hand. Okay? The woman has an eved. He puts the get into her hand. That's going to be gita v'avda bo'in ke'echad. It's not a problem. The eved is like a chatzir. But if he's awake, it's not a good get.
If the Eved is awake?
If the Eved is awake, it's not a good get. That's an Avda Ni'or, the Eved who's awake. It's not a good get. Why? The Havilo Chotzer, the Eved is a Chotzer. Hamishta Meres, it is keeping track of what's coming in and out of it, because it's a person. He knows what's coming and going. He's guarding his own,
body,
right, and things that are on his body, but it's not ledaito. But it's not she who is doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Shehu mishamer atzmo midaito. Who keeps track of what comes in and out of the eved's hand? The eved.
I mean, there's a difference between ownership and having control.
Right.
Well, you said before, where you designate someone else to take control over the land.
Like, yeah, that's exactly.
Is that the same thing?
No.
Your eved.
That's a good question.
You're relinquishing all your control over to someone who's property manager, and now you no longer have to worry about it. It's all the property manager's fault, or something goes wrong, or whatever.
That's a good question. You mean, why can't the Eved be Mishtamer al Piyo val Tzivuya? Question. Let's hold on to that question for a minute. But what is the point that Rashi is making over here? What did we learn last week? What did we see last week in the Rambam about a Metzia in your property? It's the next Mishnah above Metzia on Yud Aleph. In Aveda, it's in the Rambam. It's in the Hilchos Aveda. Right. Right. And what kind of a property, though, do you need to have over there? It has to be. It has to be that it's. That it's. Mishtameres, no? What was that in Yud Zayin? Or is Yud? Yud Zayin. Chatzero shel adam koner lo shelo midaito. Right? That's even without his knowledge, it'll be kona for him. Im nafla ba metziya rehi shel bal hachotzer. Ba medvar murim bechotzer hamishtameres. Oval besode vigina chiyotzi behen. Im hoya omi betzad sadeyu vama zochsoli sodai zoche ba. Okay. So a sode and a gina is not mishtameres. So then he has to be there. But if it's stam, a place that's mishtameres, then it's okay. But this mishtameres is just means it's a safe place. That's all it means. That's all it really means. It means that, like you have a case, we mentioned it before. Like if you find somebody's Aveda, you could put it back in his house, let's say, if it's a place, if the place is guarded. Because then it's considered returning it to him. It's safe. You put it back in a safe place. But that's not ledaita. What Rashi's trying to explain is, what is the addition of midaita? It could just say chotzer hamishtameres, right? He's saying it's more than just mishtameres. It's more than mishtameres. It's mishtameres ledaita. It's mishtameres ledaita. And he's saying Lidaita excludes what? The case of Eved.
An autonomous Mishtameres.
Where it has an autonomous Mishtameres, right. It has to be
a commanded Mishtameres.
Yeah, it would seem, and it's not enough even if it's just she has to actually have a control over what's going in and out of it. Not just that it's a safe place. It's even more than that. It even excludes the element of control that's not hers. Well, let's think about this for a minute. Yeah. In other words, how is this more than a regular kiyun chatzer? Regular kiyun chatzer doesn't need mishtameres ledaita. It just has to be considered that it's contained in this area. Right. That was the next case. That was the next Mishnah above Metziah. That if the Metziah is in the... as long as it's a Mishtameres, as long as it's considered like retained, so now it's sort of like held in this spot, so then it'll be yours. But it seems over here, the Gemara over here is saying, it's Ula is saying it's more. It's actually Mishtameres al piyav al tzivuya. Has to actually be under her express control. Yeah, so let's get back to the question then. So then Jay's question is a good question. So why is, if you can hire somebody to, I mean, al piyav al tzivuya, doesn't that mean she's hiring somebody, no? So then how come by the Eved you can't say she'll tell the Eved to do something?
Yeah.
Why is that mishtameres ledaito? Why is that shehu mishamer atzmo? But by the chotzer, it's okay to have someone else, and we'll call it mishtameres ledaito. Yeah. In other words,
over the person is going to be, meaning she wants what's best for the Eved too, because what's best for the Eved is going to be
no. Come on.
I mean, in terms of well-being, we're assuming, no. So otherwise, the Eved's acting out of the Eved knows he has some actions.
So the Gemara says later on, says, how do you use an Eved to give a woman a get? If the Eved is sleeping and tied up.
And tied up.
Well, it's a big machlokas over there, what's going on. But basically, there are two problems with an Eved. One problem is he's a walking chotzer. So he has to become immobilized. And the other problem is he's mishtamer things midaito, so he has to be asleep. But that's the way the Gemara says. The Gemara says, how would an Eved be good for a Chotzer to be for Kabbalah's get? It has to be Mishtameresh Ledaita, and sounds like what Gil is saying, exclusively. And if he's awake, then there is a certain primary identity of a person's own guf. That it's like the Kovetz was saying. I mean, everything goes back to that in this sugya. We don't mean an Eved as a non-entity. I mean, an Eved is not just a piece of furniture. He's a person, and he has a certain primary definition of his own guf, and his own shmira and his own guf is primary to anything. He can do things with his guf, but he can't negate the fact that it's his own body. And his identity of Shmiras Gufo is the basis that you can't negate. I mean, he can do things with his body, but he can't negate his body. So it seems like Rashi is saying that Mamela, if he's awake, he's considered to be Mishtamer himself. That he can't separate his das and his body and say it's not my body, it's just a piece of chutzir and I'm watching. It's not possible. He and his guf are one, and
that isn't really expensive.
Primarily. But I can hire somebody, and their job will be to watch this chutzir because the chutzir is not them.
Yeah.
So now, who's watching the chatzer? It's my tzivoy is commanding the chatzer to be watched. But you can't say about the eved, who's watching the eved? My tzivoy. He intrinsically is watching himself. That's intrinsic in existing.
He can't abandon his shmira.
He can't. It's not possible.
I'm not going to be watching my own lices.
He's intrinsically considered to be watching himself because he is himself. But so then you can't say that it's on her word. It can't be considered her shmira on his goof. The only way it can be her shmira on his goof is if he's asleep. If he's not conscious. So then he has no awareness of what he's doing. I mean, it's always ultimately his action with regards to himself. He might say, okay, I'll do this for you, but it can't negate the fact that it's him and himself. I mean, I think Gil is right. You can't negate that. But by a chatzir, you can say the chatzir is apart from the shomrim, not the same object, and the shmira that they give to the field is not intrinsic. You know, it's an external idea of shmira. And whose maisa are they? Whose will are they carrying out in this action of shmira? Her will. But by a guy vis-a-vis his own body, you can't say I'm only watching. I'm only doing her will.
You can't separate.
Can't separate the mind body is not. You can't separate that mind body connection.
Has she heard das and her shmira?
No, not her shmira, her tzivoy.
Right. In other words, the din chatzir in the eved is his guf. Shmiras gufo is something that you can't. Shmiras gufo is something that you can't separate from the person's own being. He's always considered to be Shomer his own goof. Let's think about this. Right. In other words, the control is always the control of the goof is always going to be associated with him alone. That's what Rashi's saying. The control of the guf is always associated with him alone. He can't separate his das and his guf and say, I am treating my guf as your chutzir and watching something else. No, he's always watching himself. It's always a reflexive thing. If he's digging a ditch, So it's not reflexive. So now we look at the cause. Well, who caused the ditch? So we say, well, she caused it because he's doing it for her. Or kinyan. Whose kinyan is it? It's her kinyan because ultimately it goes back to her. But a reflexive action can't be considered her action.
Oh, reflect me. Yeah.
It's not.
Initiation.
I know. It's could she say to him, "I want you to breathe for me. You breathe because I want you to breathe. You think because I want you to think. You live because I want you to live."
Can't you say, "I want you to let these objects into your fist and not this"? And you get that comes in.
Yeah, she can. She can say that.
So
but ultimately, it comes down to a shmiras gufo. And that is always defined by the intrinsic, by his own. He might say, "Yeah, okay, I'll do this for you," but he's doing shmiras gufo for
himself
for
first.
Because of what she said, but it doesn't become her shmiras guf. Well, what we're saying is like this: we're saying intrinsically, let's forget. Let's start with zero, okay? Like Gil is saying. Let's start with no Isha. Okay, let's start with nobody. So you have a field and you have an Eved. You have a field and you have a person. An Eved, he's a person, right? The field has no Shmira at all. It intrinsically has no Shmira. It's just a field, okay? But the Eved, no matter what, even before we start talking about the context of Chatzer, he is always aware and controlling what's in and out of his body, what's in and out of his possession. That's he's autonomous, okay? He's an autonomous thing, okay? Now the chatzer has no autonomy, it's just a lump, it's just a piece of earth. So now we're saying, how do we apply her shame to the chatzer? So we're going to take the element of control and das and implant it into the chatzir, because the chatzir has no quality of das on its own. And now if we set it up that the chatzir is controlled by her word, so then the identity of das is hers in the chatzir. It's ki'ilu hi beso chatzera. What's ki'ilu hi beso chatzera? It means to say, what if she were mamish in the chatzir? It would mean to say that she would have actual control over the chatzir. The chatzir itself has no element of control. It's a chatzir. It's a piece of land, right? He, besoch ha-chatzir, means to say that Rav Oshia is saying, when is a chatzir good? When is a chatzir good? When it has her will expressed in it, right? It has to have her identity associated with it. It has to be hers. In some way, in some real way, in some express way, not in a nominal way. You know what I mean by nominal way?
Yeah.
In name alone. So it has to be ki'ilu hi besoch beso. So he says, how do we achieve ki'ilu hi besoch beso? So we say we'll give the, as long as the property has the element of her das, and it becomes like she's there because it's under her control, then it's good. Okay? It says, but the Eved on his own already has Das. You're not making it into an entity of control by her. He is his own entity of control already. You understand? We have to make the Chatzer, what Rav Oshia is saying is that the idea of Hi Besoch Besa means to say that the chatzir becomes like an extension of her, right? So the chatzir is an inanimate object. It doesn't have any control over itself. No, it's not shaykh to that kind of a concept. So if she were there running around controlling it, so then it would be considered under her control, and that would be an expression of her das. The things in and out of the chatzir would be an expression of her das. Because the chatzir doesn't have control on its own, so she's adding the element of control. She's creating a new entity with control. It's a qualified idea of the chatzir. It's now a qualified space. What's the quality of the space? That it keeps things and rejects things based on das. That never happened before.
Her das.
Oh, and whose das is it? It's her das. But I want to make the point first, Matt, that it goes to a qualitative, it becomes a different kind of a qualitative entity, an entity that's mishtameres ladas, right? So that's the kind of shame, that's the kind of identity that we mean when we say she can get divorced through her chatzir. Because the chatzir becomes like her, remember, all right, we're not up to the yad issue yet, right? But it has to be associated with her like an extension of her and an extension of her das. Okay? So therefore, it's good by the chatzir. But Rashi's saying, an eved, it's true, an eved is like that already. He already is a chatzir that has control over what comes in and out of it. That's not good for this case. That's what's excluded. In other words, Rashi's saying, don't think that we're saying now that we need a chatzir with das to be good for gittin. No. It's daf. It's not telling us a type of chatzir that it needs. Because then I would say eved is also, is memela automatically a chatzir with das? No, it's lafuki eved, because it has to be her das that's expressed in the chatzir. And an eved is already an entity of his own das. He already is a mokom whose comings and goings are controlled by a das. And it ain't hers. So it's not good. Now he might, by his own das, decide, I want to do what she says, but that doesn't change the fact that his body is already a place, that his body as a mokom is a place that's comings and goings are controlled by his das. He might decide that he wants to listen to her. That's fine. But her das is not going to be the one that's qualifying this mukum. It already is a mukum qualified by das. But a chatzir has no qualifications of das. So then we'll say, well, whose das is really the one that's giving this its definition of a place that's controlled? Whoever's das is being respected in the control of this object. Right? Yeah, no. Because it's different than the eved. No, it's okay. So in other words, by the eved, if he decided not to listen to her, or if he decides to listen to her, in either way, his guf is mishtameres by his own das. In either way, right? So whether the eved decides to listen to her or not to listen to her, it doesn't matter. In either case, it's his own das ultimately that is controlling what goes in and out of his hand. He might decide I want to listen to her, but that was his choice to listen to her, let's say. But let's say the people in the field said, to heck with her. We're on tape, so. Let's say, who cares about her? I'm not listening to her. Then it wouldn't be mishtameres at all. Mm-hmm.
The field would not. Yeah.
No, let's say the company that she hired to watch the field said, we're on strike. I don't care what you say. I'm not watching it. Would the field have any shmira?
Zero.
Zero.
The eved,
therefore,
would. Still.
And therefore, when they listen to her, it's her das that's supplying the shmira.
That's what I was saying.
The point I'm trying to make is the Eved can never get out, he can never leave his body not watched.
Yeah.
That's always, so his das is always there, no matter what. His muck, his guf is intrinsically a mokom hamishtameres ledaito. It's das and shmira and the guf are one thing. They're all together. He can't say, well, I'm going to use her das to qualify and make my guf a makom mishtameres. Because it was a makom mishtameres. Always a makom mishtameres. And who made it a makom mishtameres? The Eved's own das. And even if he says, I'm going to listen to her, it's still his das. That's intrinsically involved and intrinsically qualifying the makom of his own makom of chatzir, his guf. But the chatzir has no shmira on it. So whoever's will is being expressed in the shmira, whoever's tzivoy is being fulfilled in the shmira, that's whose shmira it is. You don't say it's there. You don't say it's the guard shmira. You'll say, well, where is the guard shmira coming from? They're listening to her. Oh, so then this chatzir went from a zero shmira to a mishtameres al daita. And if they would walk off the job, it would have no shmira. The point I'm trying to make by that is that it's not like it automatically has a shmira according to anybody's das. So then what, so then when you want to add the new quality of shmira, you look at who's the top dog. Where are the orders coming from? The orders are coming from, you got to follow the chain of command, and you'll say, who is guarding it? It's being guarded by the one who hired them to do it. But that's because it had no shmira alone. And now you want to look at the cause. So what's the cause of this having the shame shmira? The cause is, you have to go back to the first cause, or whatever, not in the technical sense. You have to go back in to the highest cause.
Yeah.
But that's because it has no quality of shmira. And someone's action is applying shmira to it. So you have to look at who originated this new thing of shmira. She did. But if a thing intrinsically has shmira on its own, that's the nature of the thing. You can't say anybody else is giving it shmira. It's like, who's making the water wet? They can't. I can take water and I can wet the table. But I can't. No one can make the water wet. No one can be the cause of making the water wet. It's an inherent quality. You can take a quality and add it to something that doesn't have it already. But you can't add a quality to something that intrinsically has that quality. That's what I meant by the mind-body connection. It's like wetness and water are like a mind-body. You can't separate the two. All right, if I get you confused you completely with
no,
that.
No, that's it. I think that was...
Okay, so that's Rav Oshia. So Rav Oshia is a nice svara, right? His svara is that mishtameres ledaita. In other words, what's the difference if she's really there? I mean, what's the effect of her being there? That's the story. So what's the effect if she was standing there? What does the Mishnah mean? V'hi b'soch besa.
Yeah.
What's the difference? I mean, she's not like physically part of the ground. I mean, it's not like an appendage of hers. So what does it mean, b'soch besa? It means that the chatzer is good for kinyan gittin when the chatzer has her identity. When the comings and goings of the chutzner have her das associated with it, right? Okay, go ahead. And so what does Ula say? I mean, Ula is looking bad over here now. So what does Ula say? Let's see. So the Gemara says, Lema bahakimifli. Very strange Gemara, right? It's a very strange Gemara, given what we know. Mm-hmm. Let's say this is the machlokas. That what? Dimar sovar chotzer mishum yodis raboy, umar sovar chotzer mishum shlichus is raboy. How could the Gemara even say that? It's troubling, no? Like, I forgot the whole basis of the sugya. I mean, it's by get we're talking about. By get.
Not
mom. One thing by mominus, the Gemara was thinking. Oh, it was true. Truth matters in Bumasi was also talking about get, no? I was talking about katana, just in general.
Yeah.
But,
And then learning mom from
yeah.
get.
Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara is just starting over again. So you'll say, how would this help us then? So if what? If it's Shlichus, then that's Rav Oshia. That's the assumption over here. And if it's Yad, then it's Ula. Right? So how does that work out? So the Gemara says, no. That can't be. We know Kuli Alma Chotzer Mishum Yodis Raboy. That's a given. Mar Sovar Kiyoda. So they're both arguing on being like the Yad. Ma Yoda Bismucha Afchatzera Bismucha. Yeah. That's Ula. V'idach and Rav Oshia says he responds to Ula and he says, what? Ima yada bidvuka achatzer bidvuka? So what are you going to say, Ula? That if you're going to really try to make a comparison to Yad and say that the Yad has to be samach, the chatzer has to be samach to the Isha, just like the Yad is samach to the Isha. Go further. The Yad is stuck to the Isha. Is the chatzer stuck to the Isha? Right?
Oh, this is to try to refute him.
He's trying to refute him.
Oh, nice.
That's Oshia, Rav Oshia's retort to Ula. He says, Ula, come on, get real. You're going to say that the chotzer has to be next to her? Why? Because it has to be like her hand? I mean, her hand is stuck to her. Is the chatzir stuck to her?
Yeah.
So that whole way of thinking is obviously wrong. Trying to become like physically close, you're never going to achieve the closest of a hand.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense to say, well, get as close to her body as a hand could get to. You're not going to get it. You're not going to make it into her hand. So give it up. Must mean something else.
He thinks that's as far, that Ulad.
He is showing the weakness that he sees in Ula Svara.
Assuming that that's as far.
Well, he's saying Samoch like Yad.
Mm-hmm. Must be Samoch means... Okay.
Must be Samoch means something like that. But you're right. You gotta rescue him. V'idach maya ela ki yada ela ki yada ma yada mishtameres ledaita afchatzera hamishtameres ledaita lafuki chares hamishtameres ledaita. Okay, Rashi. You only have one Rashi, right? On the Havamina, that they were arguing on yada or shlichas. So the Gemara, the Havamina was that what? The Havamina was they're arguing on is it Midin Yad or is it Midin Shlichas? If it's Midin Shlichas, there's no reason for any type of physical association with it. It would just purely be a control association, like a Shliach. The Maskana is that they both agree it's Yad. They both agree it's Yad. But it was in the Havamina was if you're going to go by Yad, then it should be close. That made sense in the Havamina. Now the Gemara is saying, no, that exactly is the Machlokas. Everyone agrees Chatzer is Midin Yad. But does it have to be physically close to her? Or Mishtameres? What do we mean like her hand? Like her hand that it's close? Or like her hand, that it's just under her control. She knows what comes in and out of her hand. But the question is, what kind of a svara is smucha? What kind of a svara is that? I mean, Rav Oshia's question is a great question. He's saying, if you really want to make it like her hand, then it should be stuck to her. It can't be stuck to her, so then it must mean something else. It's a powerful question. And what do we really mean by samach? What do we really mean by samach? Now we're getting a little bit more generalized, no? First we started with her in. Then she moved to the tzad somehow. So I guess samach is tzad, it's the same thing. But what do you say? You have any, can we get a basic idea on the machlokas of Oshia and Ula?
Lamaskana?
Yeah. Lamaskana, they both agree it's midin, it's mishum yad. But does that require a physical closeness or an idea of control? So it's an interesting thing. Since you guys were asking me before, and we have a few minutes before we're done, let me take a look at the Gilyon HaShas. See the Gilyon HaShas? On Vehu She'omedes B'tzad Besa?
I don't have it.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do have it.
So he says, "I an erev and daf tzadi beis on the beis." Tosfos dibur maschal isha. So an erev and tzadi beis on the beis is a mishnah and tzadi beis on an alf. The mishnah is discussing a case where you have it's a very confusing case, but has to do with where you have a big chatzer, a big yard, okay, and then there's like a little alley that opens into the yard, okay, and. And the Gemara considers that the big yard is independent of the little yard, but the little yard is dependent on the big yard. No. Okay, so in Erevin, on Tzadi Beis on the Beis, the Gemara is a case of a big chotzer that has a small break in one wall that opens up to a small chotzer, but the small chotzer is flush. Its walls go straight into the other chotzer. So from the the perspective of the big chatzir, the opening is like a Pesach. So they're considered broken off. But from the small chatzir, there's no Pesach. It's just open. It's nifratz b'meluo, it's called. It's called like completely broken from wall to wall. Okay? So now the Gemara has a case like this. Let's say the woman is begedola. Okay? Isha begedola. The woman is standing in the big chatzir. And the husband throws the get into the small chatzir.
Where's he standing?
Okay? Doesn't matter where he is. Okay? Isha begedola. The get piketana, miskareshes.
What? Curveball.
Curveball. So it's the opposite of the way you think, right? Isha piketana, the get bigedola, ain't a miskareshes. Okay, so Rashi says like this. If the woman is standing, if she is omedes bigedola, right, she's in the big one, and he throws the get into the small one, and he says they both belong to her. Both chatzeros belong to her. Okay. And he says, "V'ikel l'man darim sechav gittin dehaditznan hazorek get leisho vehi besoch beso o besoch chatzero." So he says the Mishnah says she has to be in the chatzer, right? So the problem is like this: dafka omedes lesocha, she has to dafka be in the chatzer. But osa shah, okay. Ovalim eino medes lesocha, but osa shah lo, viafagav de shalohi. So you see from this Rashi that he's learning dafka besoch besa besoch atzera. The problem is this is considered that she's not. It's not considered when she's standing in here. She's not considered standing in this chatzer. Right. So if the get is in the small chatzer and she's standing in the big chatzer, so since this is like a Pesach to her. This doorway is a Pesach to her. She's not considered standing in the small chatzer. So,
didn't she just say she owns both?
She owns both, but she has to be soma. She has to be besoch the chatzer.
Should we say that means soma?
No, that was good with what we said.
So that not somach. You see, Rashi's learning not somach. So he's saying isha omedes bigedola v'zorak lo by leget besochitana. Right, so then what happens? Oh, miskareshes. I'm sorry, I have it right. Sharehi ki omedes b'ketana v'kula ketana bosa gedola shayva. He's saying because the small one is considered part of the big one.
Even though there's like a location?
Because this has no separate identity. So you don't say you threw it into a separate place. You have to go by this place has no separate identity from where the get is. You can't say the get is in a separate place from her. Because the small chatzer does not have its own.
So you look at it from the get's perspective.
You look at it. Well, he says the kula ketana basar gedola shaycha.
From the woman's perspective, it's on the other side of the mechitza,
no? Right. So you're saying because the get has to get to her. He says.
Oh, I see.
That's what we're looking at. We look at it from did the get to her?
So the get's in B, so.
So the get is in B, and B has no identity on its own. So it's considered like the get got to her. Okay? But the point is, Tosa says, the point is, you see from this Rashi, that Rashi's learning besoch, besa, besoch atzer means dafka. Not samach. Because it could be a case if it was reversed. If she was here, and the get fell into the big chatzer, so you'd say, well, the get now is in a new place. It's in its own mokum.
She's
not
in
her
place.
But she would be samach, it would still be no good. So you see from Rashi's learning dafka means besoch, but if you look at Tosus learns that he doesn't like the idea that he says the Gemara says it doesn't mean soch, it means samach. So he learns the case differently, but the point is it does seem like there's a machlokus in the Rishonim of does besoch, is there a svar to say that it's dafka besoch or only samach? All if you look through the Rishonim, they all basically hold samach. And Bitzad. I mean, they switch it a little back and forth. But so now we have two questions. One question is, what's the machlokas of does she have to be besoch besa dafka or samach lebesa? And how do we define samach? And how do we define samach? 10 feet, 100 feet. How do you define samach? What kind of a rule is that? It doesn't sound like it has a halachic definition. So I'll show you. There are in the Shulchan Aruch, the Nesivos Mishpat. He wants to say it means you dafka. Touching the line, basically, like your foot is on the border. I mean, at least that's a, at least that's a definitive, at least that's a definitive idea.
Koshkin inside.
Yeah, yeah, Koshkin inside. But he's saying when it says, when we say bitzad besor, bitzad chatzera, it means right at the border.
That's too close.
So then, so let's take his, Let's take his mitzias.
Why is that not besor?
Let's take his mitzias and let's try to define that machlokas. Does she have to be in it or basically adjacent to it, directly adjacent to it?
Adjacent meaning like the way Mayor's meaning, next
meaning,
to his chair?
Meaning if this tile is mine, I'd have to be right here. Right? Pick a tile.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to be on the line next to it.
On the line.
Yep, that's it.
Like that?
That's it.
So you're not,
I'm thinking like in NBA.